man, I'm just not appreciated around here. Dirt under the feet, that's all I am. They'll learn. I'll show them.
Why, what's bothering you now, Charlie?
Oh, you know very well. You know, Don, I'm not a man who asks for much.
What do you mean you don't ask for much?
Oh, all right, then I ask, but I don't get much.
What's on your mind now, Charlie?
Well, to put it briefly, I would a word with Mary Pickford. Haven't spoken to her since, it's a long time.
Yes, you mean you've never talked to Mary Pickford?
Well, that's a long time, isn't it? Maybe Mary Pickford wants to meet me.
Oh, I'm sure she does. She's probably crazy about you.
Yeah, well, now you're warmer than you think you are.
Is that so?
Yeah. Of course, I don't want you to spread this around, but she just married Buddy Rogers on the bounce.
Oh, now.
Yeah, she did.
On the bounce? Yeah. How can you say that?
Well, as soon as she met Rogers, she gave me the bounce.
Oh, I see.
I think she married Buddy just to spite me. Girls will do it, you know.
Yes, yes. Come now, Charlie.
We used to be very good friends, Miss Pickford and I. I'll never forget the first time we met. I think it was in India.
Yes.
I was returning wounded from a pig sticking.
Wounded from pig sticking?
Yeah, I got stuck by mistake, of course.
Oh, yes.
Was it Bombay or was it Calcutta?
Probably neither one.
I think it was, yeah. Now, let me see. Yes, we were both house guests of the Maharaja and the Maharani. And their lovely daughter, the Maharara.
The Maharara.
Yeah, college girl.
Oh, I see.
Edgar, this is too good. I must tell Miss Pickford.
That's a good idea, Don. Just repeat Charlie's remarks about her. His embarrassment might teach him a lesson.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, true pals. If I'm lying, may someone stick a knife in my back.
Is there anyone back there?
No. Miss Pickford, have you ever seen this young lad before?
Oh, yes. Hello, Charlie, my dear boy. I'm so glad to see you again.
Do you really know who I am?
Of course I do. Oh. I just want you to know how very much I've enjoyed your carefree wit.
Oh, my wit, eh? Well, meet my other half here. Mr. Bergen.
How do you do? And what does Mr. Bergen do, Charlie?
What is he? Oh, boy, I've often wondered.
Well, really, Miss Pickford, I do very little, but I do try to make a gentleman of Charlie. He handles the truth rather carelessly. He was giving us a tall story about having met you in India.
Yeah, well,
Charlie, how could you say a thing like that? Oh. India, indeed. Now, you know very well it was Baden-Baden. Oh. And let me see. And then again in Pango-Pango.
Of course. Indeed. I get it. Double talk, huh? Oh, come. Let's talk about those days. Won't you sit down, Miss Pickford?
Oh, yes, thank you. But where?
Well, Bergen's other knee, you know. We just use them around here to sit on.
Yeah, really, son.
Did you have a pleasant trip from Honolulu and the China Clipper, Miss Pickford?
One of the most glorious adventures of my life, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
The China Clipper is simply marvelous.
Oh, it's nothing, really, really nothing. Wait till you see my plane, the McCarthy Clipper. And moon down.
I didn't realize you were a flyer, Charlie.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm a born flyer. I fly by instinct.
How splendid.
Yes. Last time I flew by instinct, I was lost for 24 days.
I was perfectly fascinated by the instruments on the China Clipper.
Oh, it's all very simple. I have some of them on my plane, too, you know.
And all those various levers, too.
Oh, yes. Everyone. I'm a lover of levers.
Yes.
I have a lever for oil, a lever for gasoline, a calf's lever. Oh, no, I don't. And a lever for coffee.
Now, Charlie, coffee doesn't make aeroplanes go.
No, but it keeps Bergen and me going. Mary, wouldn't you like to fly with me sometime?
I'd love to.
What say a trip to Mexico City in the moonlight?
Marvelous.
Would you, dear?
Oh, I'm thrilled to think of it.
Oh, what fun we'd have. Eh, Lammy Pie?
Just we two?
Yes, precious all alone.
No, I don't think I can, Charlie.
You
it's
can?
It's too late.
It's too late? Why?
You see, Buddy already knows all.
Oh, but how could he? How could he? You mean you told him?
Oh, no. But he's listening in this very minute.
Oh, my. Oh, Mrs. Rogers, a jest is good for all of us, isn't it? Only fooling, Buddy. What sort of a fellow is Buddy?
Oh, very tall.
Uh-oh.
6 feet two.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And too jealous.
That's too terrible. That's my station. Too.